Mike, what's been going on?
You know, we wrapped up our spring tour, and we, a few years ago, decided that we wanted to take the summers off to be with family, mostly to help Robbie out. Most of us homeschool our kids. Robbie and his wife, their kids are in school, and Levi's got a really busy travel baseball schedule. And so a few years ago, we were like, you know what, Robbie, you should really be able to make some more of these baseball games. We're not going to book any summer shows. So it's been about 3 or 4 years of us rerouting our schedule where we have summers off families, and it's been great. So awesome. Yeah, we just got back. My family just got back from a trip out west. We went to see the Grand Canyon and Bryce Canyon, spent a couple of days on Lake Powell. It was stunning.
You're talking my language now. Those places are awesome. Grand what a Canyon. Miracle.
Bring
miraculous
it on.
Places.
Oh, my goodness. Lake Powell, that was I've never seen a place like that in my life. It was unbelievable.
That's my husband's happy place. Is it really as low as they say?
It was coming up like literally like a foot a day while we were there. We had to keep like re-anchoring the houseboat we rented because it kept like the ropes all kept getting loose because the water kept coming up. So they've gotten a lot of rain, and a lot of like melt off. So
you need to go there and do a new music video sometime. I mean, that'd be really pretty.
That'd be awesome.
You know, I definitely panned around with my camera a lot and be like, hey guys, what do you think? Should we be here? Well, I don't know about the summertime though. It's a little hot to be dressed like you're on stage.
Toasty.
Hey, that brings up a good point. Who paid the dry cleaning bill after Flawless music video? Because
we donated those to the local landfill, I believe. We should have auctioned them off. That'd have been a better idea.
Oh man, yeah.
I think we still have the guitars and the drum set. So maybe we should auction those off or something.
That's a good idea.
All covered with paint. That'd be fun.
More with Mercy Me coming up in just a few minutes here on 94.1 KXOJ. Getting ready for their big show coming in November with Toby Mac and Zach Williams. 729. That is Mercy Me. It's Shake, one of our favorites around here. It's Dave and Katie on 94.1 KXOJ. And speaking of Mercy Me, they'll be in concert with Zach Williams and Toby Mac coming up November the 9th. It's a Thursday. Get your tickets now at KXOJ.com. Mike from Mercy Me is with us.
Last time I was out of the show, everybody was singing along with you guys, and I was wondering what song that you guys play do the audience sing loud the most to?
Gosh, I would say it's different in different seasons.
Okay.
It seems like for the last year, the one that's really kind of blown us away has been Almost Home. The crowd sings on that one so hard. It's like you're in a soccer stadium in Europe. Like they're just going after it. It's great. I will say though, we've been pleasantly surprised with people singing along to the new songs from Always Only Jesus. Like there's usually like a bit of a learning curve, and you know, people have to have the record for a while or hear it on, you know, you hear you guys playing a song long enough. And they've been all in on songs that are deep cuts and haven't even gone to radio or anything. So one that stands out to me especially is Heartbeats for Your Good on the record. Oh. It's a deep cut. There's no plans on it being a single or anything, but man, they sing along like crazy on that one.
That means they're super really fans, man.
Yeah, or it's because we have giant lyrics on the screen behind us. I'm not sure which.
It's one of those.
Well, that does help, but they know the songs. They know
that. I think it helps.
By the way, I love the acoustics in a car. If you're looking for a place to do a recording, it's nice and dead sound in there. That's pretty...
It's a nice dry sound. Yeah. Not a lot of flat surfaces from the sound to bounce around. And also, you can't hear my kids screaming right now.
And you can't either, right? Or are they there? I can't see them in the car.
No, that's the goal. No, half my kids are here. One of them had a sleepover last night, so he's still asleep. But, you know.
Wow. See, folks, they're just like you and I, running around in the middle of all that. Come and perform some amazing music. And Thursday night, November 9th, get your tickets now, KXOJ.com. And more with Mercy Me coming up in just a minute here on KXOJ. Stick around. Now, we had a question about Bart's smile. Is he always smiling?
He's a generally happy person, so okay. I would say more times than not, he's smiling, yeah, for sure.
Because happy dance, you know, I mean, that smile is like, wow, pretty amazing stuff.
That's usually just from watching the crowd dance. So that is a comedy bit right there.
Happy dance.
Our fans aren't known for the dance moves.
They are or they aren't?
They are not, but it's really fun watching the husbands who were drugged to the show by their wives who are fans.
Yeah.
And as Bart starts to set the song up and talk about how we're going to dance on this one, just watching their faces go like complete, like just dead.
I'm not
like,
dancing. No,
I'm not doing that. Yeah. No, it's pretty great.
Okay. So you guys are on tour together all the time. Who out of the band takes the longest to get ready?
Ooh.
Maybe they don't dove in. How long did it take you today?
Nathan's the only one of us with long hair, so you know it takes him a little longer to fix his hair. but I would say generally it's hard. He gets real draggy when it's time to get dressed for the show. It's like, I don't want to do a show. And then as soon as he dresses, like, let's go to a show.
Let's go.
Yeah.
More with Mercy Me after 8 o'clock this morning, and you don't want to miss it. A brand new Mercy Me song. Keep it here on KXOJ. Mercy Me, Zach Williams, and Toby Mac. We call it Mercy Me and Zach and Mac tour.
Isn't it an insane lineup?
It really is. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, we're incredibly excited about it. Like, we toured with Toby once. It was our first tour, and it was his first tour, not in DC Talk, like full on promoting my solo record. And it was Festival Candios. It rained 80% of the shows. But like, we haven't been able to tour with him since then because we both kind of moved into the headliner slot, which he was always the headliner. Let's face it. And it's just not often that headliners get to tour together. Like, sometimes you're at a festival together or things like that, but to actually be on a full tour, we're so excited. And then Zach is just like, he's amazing. So going to be a really fun tour.
Okay. And he's really tall.
Tell us a little about Mercy Me's new song.
To Not Worship You.
Yeah, it's an interesting title. It throws me off a little bit.
Yeah, right? Grammatically, it is correct, but it's confusing. Yeah, we had it named Not to Worship You, literally as it was going to the mastering engineer, who they're the ones who like name it on the CD and all the markers so that when it pops up on your iPod, it's the right song or whatever. And Robbie, our drummer, he was at home with his family and his daughter goes, why is it called Not to Worship You? He sings To Not Worship You. And we're like, oh yeah, you're right. Hey, you know what? Hold on. Hey, engineer. That was a last minute save by Stella. Way to go.
Way to go, Stella.
Stella. Different ding, Katie.
But the song To Not Worship You was written, honestly, as our response to a lot of our friends and people we know who are going through this whole deconstructing thing.
Yes.
That honestly just doesn't really sit well with us. Obviously, we know people get hurt by the church constantly because the church is filled with hurt people and hurt people hurt people.
That's right.
But for us, it's putting too much of the blame on God for the things that people do. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of our response is like, who am I to question God Almighty, who literally throws the stars to the sky, who carved the Grand Canyon that I just was at a few days ago. I have no ground to stand on in that world. And so I think if we can remind ourselves of who God is, then we can start to separate, you know, the people who have hurt us within the church and recognize, man, they're just as messed up as I am or anybody else. And they are not God. So I don't need to connect my faith to them. And I think that would help with the deconstruction thing that's happening.
So without further ado, here you go. It's Mercy Me to Not Worship You. 94.1 KXOJ. Good morning.
I'm losing sight of all that matters. Blinded by questions I can't answer. I'm paralyzed by what I don't know. Doubt holds me hostage and won't let go. Breathe out, breathe in, raise my hands and remember, you're the one, you're the one who makes mountains move. Stars will not shine unless you tell them to conquer the grave to make all because Holy, holy, you are God Almighty. You are my song, you are my hope, my strength. Holy, that breathes, sing. You're the one, you're the one who makes mountains move. Stars will not shine unless you tell them to, tell them to. Conquered the grave to make all things anew. So who am I, who am I to not worship the world who makes mountains move? Stars will not shine unless you tell.
Worshiped you. 94.1 KXOJ with Dave and Katie. Mercy Me on the phone with us.
Mike, that is an important song right now.
Sure.
Thank
is.
You guys so much for that, because that's just unbelievable. To question God is just unbelievable. So thank you. Thank you for writing that song. Yeah.
Who of us has earned that right?
Exactly.
Not I, said
Not
the red
me.
Hand. Not I.
Yeah. No.
Not it.
Not it. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate you, buddy.
We cannot wait to be back in Tulsa. I'm not kidding when I say this. Like, it is the best run arena for concerts in the country.
There you go.
Like, the way they take care of people when they're there, the backstage setup, everything. So we always love coming to Tulsa, not just for that building, for the people, for everything else, but we love you guys.
We'll see you come November 9th. Yeah.
Can't wait.
KXOJ.